President Bush's speech outlining U.S. policy comes amid fresh turbulence in the region. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said today that Israeli forces are preparing massive action against Hamas members in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli helicopter strike in Gaza killed 6 Palestinians. And Israel has expanded its control of the West Bank, with tanks again moving into position around Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's compound in Ramallah. NPR's Peter Kenyon traveled in the West Bank today, and he has this report.
Unlike the last Israeli military offensive, Palestinians say this time the gunmen and bombers fled early, so armed clashes between Palestinians and soldiers are rare, although large numbers of Palestinian men are being arrested. Curfews were slapped on many West Bank cities and towns, and reporters faced problems moving about. Inside their houses, residents were talking mainly about the Gaza Strip, where 2 cars were hit by missiles from Israeli Apache helicopters. Hamas officials said 4 of the 6 Palestinians killed were members of the faction. The Israeli army said its primary target was Yasser Rizik, suspected of involvement in attacks against Israeli soldiers. Prime Minister Sharon told members of his Likud party that the strike was the beginning of a massive action against Hamas in Gaza, although he didn't say an invasion was likely. There was considerable resentment among Palestinians over Yasser Arafat's decision to order the house arrest of Hamas leader Sheikh Yassin in Gaza. Hamas supporters demonstrated outside the house and clashed with Palestinian police. The other topic of discussion today was whether Israeli forces would remain outside Arafat's compound or move in. Bulldozers piled rubble and dirt outside the entrances to the compound. In a statement, Arafat said the military operations will not achieve any political results. Elsewhere in the West Bank, there was a brief lifting of curfews in Jenin, Nablus, and Qalqilya. Residents scurried to the market, and some students rushed to take their final exams, which were supposed to be held all over the West Bank today. These exams are high-pressure events under any circumstances, but this year there were exceptional problems. In the Tul Karim area, the curfew was not lifted. An 18-year-old Asma, who hopes to go to nursing college, says getting to and from the examination hall was harrowing.
We were very terrified. We were afraid that the Israeli soldiers will see us and shoot us, so we were very afraid.
Hekmat Kadan is a former schoolteacher and headmaster. He says it's a disgrace that students should be forced to hike over mountains and dodge soldiers and tanks just to take an exam.
This affects negatively not only on the education, but on all the aspects of life here. Israel does not want to see a life for this Palestinian people.
Israeli leaders say they'd be happy to see a more normal life for the Palestinians, if Israelis could be allowed to live without the constant fear of suicide bombings or of families being hunted down and shot in their bedrooms. Until then, they say, the military operations will continue. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Tul Karim.